WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more grace and grit. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a treadmill, chasing some elusive standard of perfection? You know that feeling, right? Like everything has to be just right, or you're a complete failure. Well, buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into the murky waters of perfectionism and self-criticism. And trust me, I've been there myself. I used to be Mr. Everything Needs to Be Perfect, a real champion at beating myself up over every little slip-up. But let me tell you, that hamster wheel of striving for an unattainable ideal is exhausting. It steals your joy, your confidence, and frankly, is a total buzzkill. Today, we're going to break down some strategies to help you ditch the perfectionism, silence those inner critics, and embrace the beautiful messiness of being human. First off, recognize that perfection is a myth, a sparkly, seductive mirage in the desert of reality. Think about it, have you ever met anyone who truly embodies perfection? Chances are, you're judging them based on their carefully curated online persona anyway. The truth is everyone messes up, makes mistakes, and has days when they just want to crawl back under the covers. Second, understand that self-criticism often stems from fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of not being good enough. But guess what? Fear is a liar. It magnifies the bad and minimizes the good. So next time you catch yourself spiraling into negativity, ask yourself, what's this voice really trying to protect me from? Often, it's just an illusion created by our own anxieties. Third, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend. Would you berate your best pal for making a mistake? Of course not. So why do we subject ourselves to such harsh treatment? Remember, everyone is on their own journey, learning and growing along the way. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and acknowledge that setbacks are simply part of the process. Fourth, focus on progress, not perfection. Instead of striving for an unattainable ideal, set small, achievable goals and celebrate each step forward. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. It took time, effort, and a whole lot of messy building blocks along the way. And finally, remember that your worth is not determined by your achievements or accomplishments. You are valuable simply because you exist. Embrace your imperfections, celebrate your uniqueness, and never stop striving to be the best version of yourself. But remember, being human means making mistakes, learning, growing, and ultimately, just showing up. Okay, let's get real for a second. Picture this. You're working on a project that you're really passionate about, something you put your heart and soul into. You spend hours meticulously crafting every detail, trying to make it flawless. But then, just as you're about to hit send, disaster strikes. A minor glitch pops up, messing up the entire layout. Now here's where things get interesting. Do you throw your hands up in defeat, convinced that it's ruined? Or do you take a deep breath, acknowledge the setback, and use it as an opportunity to learn and improve? The choice is yours. But remember, even the most successful people stumble along the way. It's how we handle those stumbles that truly defines us. So let me recap. Perfectionism is a myth, self-criticism is often rooted in fear, practice self-compassion, focus on progress over perfection, and remember your worth goes beyond achievements. Now go out there and embrace the beautiful messiness of life, and don't be afraid to screw up because that's how we learn and grow. Want to join the conversation? Head over to our social media pages and share your thoughts on overcoming perfectionism. And if you found this episode helpful, leave a review, it helps others find their way to this stoic state of mind. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.